All right, hey everyone, this is Sam Kruger. This is Wednesday, January 18th. We flew into Bangkok, Thailand this morning, and I'm with Curtis and Matt today, and they're going to give you a couple highlights on the day.
Yes, this is Curtis Stahlbaumer from Oconto, Nebraska. I'm a farmer and rancher there. Like Sam said, this morning we flew into Bangkok, Thailand, and immediately you seeing that it was a large city, we got onto the bus and transferred in and made our way to eat lunch. We ate lunch on a floating barge. That was our first experience with Thai food. It's a little spicy. Then we went for a walking tour of some of the temples and stupas here in the city of Bangkok, Thailand. And it's hard to put to words how ornate and beautiful those buildings and structures are. The Emerald Buddha and the Reclining Buddha are really just amazing to see, just the beauty and the extravagance that the Buddhists, display or to honor their religion is pretty amazing.
Thanks, Curtis. Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt Whedon from Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a commodity broker there. I think to build off what Curtis has said, it's been interesting to here in Bangkok. The traffic and the crowds have been probably bigger than we've seen since China, and maybe a little bit more complex there just because we've seen a huge amount of other Western tourists here today, along with tourists from Asia, as the crowds have been a little bit more pushy. Plus, we've seen the thousands of mourners that are viewing the king's body lying in state after his recent death here. The local police said they're pushing 50,000 mourners through a day, and they're all dressed in black and bringing lunches because of the wait in line. And that's impressive to see, along with the portraits of the late king everywhere, and just kind of the outpouring of emotion that the Thai society is showing, in the middle of all of us just all these tourists and us, learning about their culture.
Thanks, guys.